G'day everyone, this is Eric Perez. Thank you for joining us again on our ongoing podcast series. This final podcast is again with our podcast guest, Chris Thompson from Law Essentials. How are you, Chris?
Yeah, good, thanks, Eric.
Mate, appreciate your time as always. Let's get into this one. So this was kind of showcased in the last discussion that we had around, can we record interactions with boating and fisheries patrol officers? So I'll put the question to you as simply as I can. Can we record an interaction with a boating and fisheries patrol officer? What's the answer to that question, mate?
Yes, you can record it, but you can't be hiding behind a tree recording it. You've got to either be the person boating and fisheries are talking to, or you're basically standing there while boating and fisheries are talking to, you know, your deckie or something like that. But you're allowed to record it in those circumstances.
And does the person being recorded need to be told they're being recorded?
No, they don't.
Okay. And by recording, just to get this clear, that can be on an old-style phone that can record audio, but can you also film like you can on these new smartphones? Can you film that and say that's a recording of the conversation?
Yeah, definitely. And I'd encourage it all to be recorded with video as well. You know, the picture tells 1,000 words.
Here's some of the tricks with this, and I guess we want to get this right if we have any issues in the future, is if you did record that interaction and it got a bit heated, or the boating and fisheries patrol just said something that was completely off kilter, the person recording can't make that publicly available, can they? Like, you can't post it on Facebook and then start hammering away at the person who said the wrong thing and making a fool of them publicly. You can't use a recording in that way, can you?
No way. Like, definitely do not do that, because it'll undo all your good work in getting it on record in the first place. You can only use that recording with your lawyer, for example, for legal proceedings or advice, etc. Or if the other person, in this case boating and fisheries, agreed that you could publish it somewhere. So the answer is, do not put it on social media and don't flick it around to your mates on the phone.
Yeah, okay, that's some good advice, because there's always limits to these things, obviously. So there was one thing that you made note, because we've provided members with an update around this, and the term that you used, and it was called a reasonable excuse, and that was a provision in the Act. Can you give me a bit of clarification about what that means?
As in, if in the context of if boating and fisheries asked you to do something.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, so if you've got a reasonable excuse not to comply, then that's just exactly it. And a couple of examples of that might be they're pulling alongside you while you're moving your boat, or you're doing something with your yachts or something, and you deem it unsafe to immediately do what they're asking. You have a reasonable excuse as to why you said, sorry, I can't do it at the moment. I'll do it in a minute, or, you know, whatever it might be.
Mate, that makes perfect sense to me. So just another question around when you're dealing with boating and fisheries patrol officers, that can they ask you, so this might happen, I'm just trying to build some scenarios here, because you can have 100 different scenarios. Obviously, I'm not going to cover all of them, and there's no way you've got the time to do that. But let's say you, instead of not telling the person you're recording, which is your right to do, and you are a third party to that conversation, if you pull out the camera and start recording and they ask why you're recording, do you have to A, give them a reason why, B, if they say, can you please stop recording me, you don't have to comply, do you?
No, if they asked you why you're recording, you'd just be saying, because I'd just like to document exactly what's happening here, for starters. And if they said, please stop recording, they could just simply say, well, I'm a party to this conversation, so I'm allowed to record it.
On the off chance they did something silly like try and physically grab the phone or recording device off you for you to stop it, that would be them breaking the law. Is that correct?
No, they can't, because you've got a right to record the conversation. So if they're then trying to manhandle you or something for not doing it, then I don't see what legal right they've got to do that for. And look, If everyone's behaving properly, I'm sure no one would care who's recording who in any event.
One of the questions that came up as well around this, I think it's related, and probably the last question I'd like to ask you here, if we could, mate, is in the event that a fisheries patrol officer asks you to go to have a chat with them, can you refuse? And if you can't refuse, can you say, I won't be speaking until I have legal representation? Like, what can and can't you do if you're asked to, say, present yourself at the local boating and fisheries patrol office?
Well, if you are asked to deliver up your logbooks or something like that, or your logbook by, you know, tomorrow, whatever it might be, yes, you have to do something like that because that's under legislation. They have the power to do that. If they're wanting you to go down to have a chat about some allegation that you've done something, then you have every right not to go and give that interview. It's just as simple as that. Like, there is that right not to give any details about whatever they're suggesting that might have happened. Now, I always use the example where if they were saying, yesterday at 3 o'clock, we saw you at, you know, whatever place in your boat and you were at home, you know, watching the footy, then, yeah, I mean, by all means, go down there and tell them, oh, no, well, I was here and this person can vouch for that or whatever. But my general rule is the less that comes out of your mouth, the better, because you can just get peppered with questions that you don't quite understand where it's all leading and you're just answering random questions. You may well just find yourself in more trouble than you might ordinarily have been in. So I just don't recommend you give formal interviews where Boating and Fisheries are just simply trying to get you to help them put a charge on you, basically.
There you go. That's some good advice for commercial fishers, mate. Chris, thanks for your help with this. And for those listening, Chris is going to be putting out some more information online around fisheries regulation and other issues, which I'll make sure that I can share that I will share with members and out through our own Facebook platform. So again, Chris, thanks for your time, mate.
Yeah, no worries, Eric.